As we wrap up the weekend and welcome you to another edition of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Still lots of questions hang in the air in Milwaukee. Sadness as a lone gunman shatters the Sikh world, killing 7 people and injuring others. This happened in Oak Creek, actually Wisconsin, just south of Milwaukee on Sunday. So 7 dead, including the lunatic with the gun, in a mass shooting at a Sikh temple. According to the cops, the 911 dispatchers got several calls from the temple at approximately 10:25 local time in Oak Creek, and an officer jumped to the scene. He was actually trying to treat a victim when he was ambushed by the suspect in the parking lot. Here's some more from Oak Creek Police Chief John Edwards.
The FBI will be handling the criminal investigation on this incident. We looked at it, the scope of it, and what the implications might be. We're treating this as a domestic terrorist type incident. We have 7 deceased and 3 injured, including our officer. Our officer did engage that individual, and that individual is deceased.
All right, what's interesting about this is, what do you automatically think? So he's dead. We know that he wasn't identified. No motive so far. He's in his early 40s. He's a white guy in his early 40s. And the ATF, what they're saying now at this point is just some of those details. But also, there was actually no suspected connection to domestic terror or any kind of white supremacist group, because that's automatically what people think. And he wasn't on a list of any kind of suspected terrorists either. He did have an arrest record for minor offenses. That's all they can come up with now at this point. So how sad is that? 4 bodies inside and 3, including the gunman, in the parking lot. The weapons were recovered, but they're still trying to comb through all the details. It looks like 2 semi-automatic handguns were recovered at the scene from all the details that I could get. And certainly members of this temple are just stunned, as I said, the Sikh community, not just there, but across the country, so ravaged by what's happened here because of the confusion after 9/11. What's happened is a lot of people think for some reason that the Sikhs, based on the way they dress, are Muslim. So immediately when there was a response to the situation, that's exactly where they went, thinking this was an anti-Islamic thing, with the person not really realizing what kind of religion Sikhs are and what kind of worshipers they are. And on this particular day, you had dozens of people, women, kids. They were there in the morning getting ready for a prayer service at the temple when the shooting happened, and they got about 500 people in this congregation. So it also could have been much, much worse. But what a sad thing, another terrible tragedy again. And all you can say is let's see what they can uncover about the guy who went to their temple and decided to open a fire. And because he was taken out, there won't be any kind of a trial. There won't be anything that can move forward with that. But the Sikhs, who are not part of the Muslim community, fall into this category where often the religion is mistaken. So the governor, Scott Walker, immediately was contacted, naturally, and said his office is trying to do whatever they can to coordinate with the FBI and any of the local people to try to figure out what led to this terrible, terrible thing. You know, this is just less than a month, actually, on the heels of what happened in Aurora, Colorado, in that theater massacre. So we know, once again, what's going to happen here. There's going to be lots of conversation about gun control versus gun rights. And because of these bias attacks that Sikh groups say they've seen suddenly spike, especially after 9/11, because they've had, you know, 700 different hate-related incidents that have been reported that are on the books, and the confusion because of the way they dress. They've got long beards and turbans, so they're mistaken for Muslims. Now, after this thing in Wisconsin, there have been beefed-up security patrols in New York and other areas where there are Sikh temples, thinking, well, will this spawn off into something different? I think it was just a lone coup, but the reason, the motivation, you know, who knows? At this point, we don't know. Just a lone crazy act motivated by something else. You know, obviously for the families, this is terrible. And I think that the fact that we're going to go back into this mode of guns rights versus gun control, this just is going to be more fuel to the fire for people who are absolutely going to say, see, here we go. Look at the guns. Let's figure out how he got the guns. How much ammunition did he have? All that whole thing about the motivation. If you want to chime in on this, please do. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The community, the Sikh community, also reacted. Here were some thoughts coming out of that area.
One good thing came out of it is that the whole community came together right now at this moment as we speak. One biggest thing that came out here is that a lot of Americans will know who we are. We are taken for mistaken identity.
If this was a hate crime, it would come up as no surprise. Since 9/11, our community has been targeted for hate crimes and discrimination.
Yeah, in my jaded sort of way, when I heard that he was killed in the parking lot, I thought, wow, at least we're not going to get any crazy deal in a courtroom in one way, because I think it's also the fact that you can't find out any more details is, I don't like that idea. I think it's too bad they aren't able to do it. But in another way, there's no temporary insanity that can be thrown out here to get this nut off, to get this psycho off. So at least he was, in a sense, put down. But the Sikhs are pretty peaceful people, if you've ever known anybody who's a Sikh. And they're very much about peace and love and that kind of thing. And it's not about, they're about trying to help the oppressed people. And no matter what color of your skin or you know, what you live by. So this is a terrible, terrible thing to happen to those people, and the mistakes to happen that are apparently going on across the country, that's too bad. And the more they can educate folks, I guess, about what Sikhs are, you have to think India, and you have to think, you know, the temples in India, and then here in the United States, certainly nothing to do with Islamic culture, nothing to do with some of the homegrown terrorism or any of that kind of stuff that we've seen here. Just innocent people killed and injured. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. More on that and other things coming down the pike here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Bucks barely down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway to pull this street. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
So the word is, and I already mentioned this at the top, hey, you're on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Once again, our world is shattered by another crazy shooting, and anytime you're in some kind of a house of worship, I think it's even magnified, as it should be. Sikhs are peaceful people, and this is terrible that this happened. So if you missed it, when the gunman went in, he took out seven people. Three people in the parking lot, four actually in the 1,700 square foot temple. The four bodies were down. And then the 40-something-year-old white guy was taken out in the parking lot as well. But what people were describing at the scene, and I confirmed this with somebody who sent me a text with some information from D.C. Apparently, he had the gunman had a 9/11 tattoo, so automatically people are leaping to, oh, army tattoos. Maybe this is what it is. But you know what they say about assuming certain things. So details are starting to come out about possibly who this guy is, but the motivations. It makes you wonder. And here it is, a house of worship. So, you know, we're reminded again just how your life can change in an instant and in places where you don't think this is going to happen to you. It's what I call the bubble. You think you're in the bubble when you're in a house of worship, when you're in the hospital or a doctor's office, when your kids are in school, there's no bubble anymore. There's absolutely no bubble. This is a senseless act of violence, a tragedy that should never, ever happen when people are worshiping. So your heart has to go out to the victims and to the Oak Creek community there and the Sikhs. Who, I will repeat this again, I have known several Sikhs, very peace peaceful people wanting nothing more than peace and love and understanding. That's the nature. It's about nurturing. That's what the religion is about. So if it's a mistake, assuming that that's what it is, boy, that's just compounds that tragedy. I mean, just awful. So I'm going to throw out the digits again, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're not going to ignore other things, of course, that have been happening over the weekend. It seems like always over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday are huge days. That's why we love it that we're live here on America Tonight, Sunday into to Monday, to start your week off. We have a wrap-up of the Olympics, and, of course, I will tell you, Olympic-wise, America leads. Woohoo! But this is really sad. And there's going to be more conversation. The conversation is going to be just chucked wide open with gun control versus gun rights. Clearly, anytime, especially now that we have another mass shooting, this just ups the ante for people who are pushing this forward. Now, remember, on the Hill, they're off for 5 weeks. And there's so many things that are going on that, yes, we'll see little snippets, little sound bites, little whatever when you flip on the tube. But this, anything to do with trying to push the ball forward on gun control is definitely taking a back seat in this election year, since we're way under 100 days now at this point until November 6th. Let's go to Matt in Kentucky. Hey, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What do you think? You think it's going to be more push for gun control? Do you think that's what the nation needs, or you think more gun rights and it's not about guns?
Well, my problem with it is whenever something like this happens, the left chooses to seize on something like this to say this is the reason we need to have gun control, when you have someone who is, you know, these deranged, exceptional examples of gun violence. Because the fact is, like the guy in Aurora, Colorado, if there were no guns, he would have found a way to chain the door shut and set the place on fire. Gun control is, these sorts of things are never the time to talk about gun control. It's the everyday shooting that can be affected by the illegal guns that are on the streets, and the fact that there is no way to really reliably track weapons that are used in daily shootings. And the problem is, when the left continues to just use these examples of mass shootings, it's very easy for the gun rights crowd to dismiss it and say, there's no way you could have stopped these guys. And it's really not the right reason to be talking about the registration or regulation of firearms.
Mm. Yeah. Well said. You know what, Matt? I think that this is what happens, though, and you know it, and you said it. Gun control especially is what the push is. But when you called the shooter deranged, absolutely, psychotic, whatever, when you look at the examples and you look at the fact that as a society you're going to you have these people, and if he wanted to, as you say, thanks for the call, Matt, lock up the people in the church and set them on fire, he could have done that. So if it was about, I'm going to just go after some people anyway, if you take guns completely away and you think, okay, we're going to have this gun control and then try to track all these guns, it's not going to matter anyway, because if somebody wants to do damage, which is what we said about the Red Devil, because I refuse to even use that guy's name, in Aurora, Colorado, he could have used other methods easily, grenades, anything. There are explosives, there's all kinds of things, and plus he certainly knew about the explosives, and that could have happened there. Much the same story, I think, with this lunatic that went into the Oak Creek Sikh temple and decided to change and alter too many lives, frankly. That's the same, you could, you know, say the same thing. Here we go again, but at the same time, if he wants to do some damage to the people in there, he could have done it in another way. So it's a bad argument, but it's one that does come up, and it will come up, and trust me, you can listen during the day, you can flip around. Of course, many of you third shifters, you know, it's what we say. We love it that we are live here in America Tonight talking about it. But there's absolutely going to be conversation about that. And also Sikhs. And are they being persecuted? Because why? They don't practice the same religion at all as Muslims. They have the appearance of, you know, the beard and the turbans, and often people who don't know better mistake them for Muslims. Sikhism, if we wanted to dive into this, is, as someone explained to me today, is actually 500 years old. I knew it was a pretty old faith. They have 27 million followers or so, probably, you know, give or take a few million here or there. And there's about 300,000 in the United States, so there's not necessarily a lot in the United States, certainly nothing to rival the Christian religion or the Jewish religion or any of the others out there if you wanted to break them all down. However, if this is a case of mistaken identity, how awful would that be? In New York, they had some problems with this right after 9/11 because of the anger, and of course many of us were furious, upset, wanted revenge, an eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, and started to look crooked. A lot of people started to look crooked at certain folks, and they mistake some of the Sikhs for, as I said, Muslims. But apparently there are no known attacks on any other Sikh temples that Homeland Security can come up with, or the NYPD, because they were all over New York after the Wisconsin shooting happened earlier in the day. They increased patrols, but boy, just terrible, terrible stuff. And you definitely have a feel for those people, much like Colorado. You're a sitting duck. You're worshiping. You're getting ready to have a meal. You're not looking over your shoulder to think someone might come at me with a semi-automatic. I mean, it may be in certain places, and I don't know how you feel about this. Can you imagine if in your church, if they had to have guards who had machine guns or who were heavily armed at the church, you know, let's say behind the altar, or behind the altar and at the door, wouldn't that be an awful, awful thing to see? Now, in other countries, often, this is what happens for fear of being annihilated because of their religion. All right, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We'll turn it over. Stay with us.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The copycats, always the fear. Remember after the movie theater rampage in New York and in other big cities, a lot of people were fearful to go to some of the late night offerings for fear that some nut job would try to emulate what the Red Devil had done. And here you have just a peaceful temple in Wisconsin, in Oak Creek. It's a small city. I've actually been through there, maybe 30, 35,000 people, very close to Milwaukee, just south of Milwaukee, if we're being exact, if you were looking at a map. So a four-year-old white gunman, supposedly with a tattoo that's had 9/11 on it, goes in and ambushes people. Four left in the temple, three end up being killed in the parking lot, and the first policeman to arrive shoots and kills the guy who ran into the temple. Boy, awful. And, you know, here's what's sad, too. You had another police officer who was trying to help one of the victims who was ambushed by the gunman, and he was shot several times. He's in critical condition, but they think he's going to survive. The police are playing this really close to the vest. I'm trying to get as much information as I can that's not actually been reported through Washington to see what they're saying about it. They're talking about, you know, prospect of terrorism, and yet that's ruled out at the scene. So what do we know about this guy? If this is early stages, is it domestic terrorism really? They're saying there's no motive for that. So while it'd be easy to pin that on this, it doesn't look like it. And in, you know, this is a small area. And this religion was founded in India, so there are many ties back to that country, and they're obviously upset as well by hearing of what happened in this Sikh temple. Not something that you expect. You have people, I've already described this now three different times, who wear very colorful turbans, and they don't cut their beards. That's one of the things. They don't cut their beards. And so sometimes they are mistaken for Muslims. And I don't know if this was a case of that or not. He dies in the shootout, so we won't get any information from the nut job that did this. But you got to think of, you know, I don't know. They see the turban and they think Taliban is what some of the Sikhs are saying, and this is certainly not the case at all in any Sikh Americans in any of those communities. And I'm sure this is going to be the part of the talk of what we're going to hear throughout the week. But it does beg a couple of questions. Many of you, when you go to church, and this has happened. You know, in other places with other religions where something horrific has happened, someone's gone into a church and sought somebody out and shot them, or we've seen it once or twice where there's been a rogue gunman, but very, very rare. So there's conversations about security in some of these mega churches and some of these other areas. So certainly the shooting in the Sikh temple will feature heavily in a lot of different directions, I think, throughout the week. Hey, coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, the Olympics, China and the United States for the medal count, neck and neck at this point. I'll tell you, China has 61, the United States has 60. We'll break it all down and talk about the fastest man alive, or certainly one of the fastest men alive. That's a big hint. Plus, Michael Phelps done in the pool. So what's next for Michael Phelps? You know, it's interesting. Before this happened at the Sikh temple, there, you know, Sunday is political talking heads day, where across the cable stations and on the networks, everybody is wagging their tongues about what's hot in D.C. and what does that mean to you and me? And do we care, frankly, about what's being said? Because usually it's what's happened during the week, and that's what the conversation is about. The tax mess was heavily featured on many of the shows. And there was really some good name-calling that also happened on the Sunday shows with Rance Priebus, who is the RNC chairman, calling Senator Harry Reid a liar over the Romney tax kerfluncle. And what Senator Harry Reid said is, much like a blogger with no sources, and there's some great bloggers out there, so I'm not knocking at all, but you know how people complain about the blogosphere that, oh yeah, anybody can say anything. It's like chat. They can throw any kind of crap out they want. Now, luckily for us, we have wonderful people on chat. We have wonderful people who email the show, smart, really clever people. But if you want to talk about where anonymous conversation, that kind of stuff, this is what I'm getting to. Priebus says that the senator's a liar because he's talking about Harry Reid and saying that he has a source, that he has not filed taxes, he has not paid one penny in taxes for 10 years. And Romney and Priebus were saying, great, tell us who it is, tell the nation who it is, and let's find out the details of what they know. And, of course, he's not revealing the name of the person. So it's politics as usual. But that politics as usual changed, the narrative changed later in the day with the people who were shot at the Sikh temple in Wisconsin. So, you know, immediately there's a news conference and immediately there's reaction from the president and religious leaders and people in India, and talk about what the Sikhs do and what they look like and how could there be some confusion over that. You know, why is it that people don't understand the Sikh religion versus the Muslim religion? You know, it's interesting timing, because today there was also the big reveal about someone's name who we saw a lot in the in news headlines over the past year and a half, and then it kind of went away. the crazy-eyed Jared Loughner. Remember the man who went on the shooting rampage back in 2011, wounding Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. She was a congresswoman then, of course, now stepped aside. But the word is he's going to plead guilty to murder and attempted murder. That's being reported. And the court-appointed psychiatrist is going to testify that Loughner is competent to enter a plea in the Tucson massacre. There, 6 people were killed, 13 people were injured. And why would there be a plea attempt? Because a plea deal would put him in prison for the rest of his life. And a plea deal depends on the judge agreeing whether or not he's competent and allowing him to accept the plea, which who knows which direction this goes in. Because remember, it looked like in the beginning it was going to be, they were going to claim that temporary insanity or some kind of an insanity plea, certainly. So if this is all true and this comes out, because there's something that's supposed to happen Tuesday in a courtroom in Tucson, then, boy, that shuts the door on all this and capital punishment and all the conversations, because he had pleaded not guilty to 49 federal charges, all in that January 8th shooting outside the supermarket where Giffords was holding that whole meet-and-greet thing with her constituents. So apparently something has changed his mind, and whatever it is, it's the portrait of him was that he was a struggling student with emotional problems who often made people feel uncomfortable by his behavior. So in this case, if we're talking about a shooting, that was the picture of him. That's what certainly emerged, that he has forcibly been medicated with drugs, and that his psychologists have said his condition is improving. But, and remember, the lawyers fought to not have him medicated. So now that he's medicated, and upon further review, now they're talking about changing the plea, because certainly after his arrest, he showed some very wild kind of behavior, some of the things that happened, where in court hearings where he would have a little rant, he would be screaming out. I remember the first courtroom hearing they had, he had his head bobbing up and down, and he would go into an angry, wild rant. And his psychologist has said that since he's been forcibly medicated, his condition is better, as I said. And he was pretty much expressionless when they had him in the hearing at the second time around. So that was back in 2011. Something's changed, and he's changing the plea. Is this a good thing or no? Would you rather see this play out? It saves a lot of money, I can tell you that, because there won't be any million-dollar trial to go through all of what could have happened in this case, and especially the attorney who was saddling up to represent Loughner is the same attorney that represented the Unabomber. So it looked like that was the direction that this was. It looked like this was the direction that was taking. Something certainly changed here. We're headed to London next.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and best. Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Have you been sucked into the greatness of the Olympics? I mentioned the medal counts already. China was 61, 30 gold, 17 silver, 14 bronze. The U.S., 60 medals, 28 golds, 14 silvers, and 18 bronze medals. Guess who's in third in the medal count with 37 overall? That would be the United Kingdom. How about the Brits, including in tennis? What was really huge was Andy Murray. I got up early to see this. I wanted to see this live. Andy Murray just annihilated Roger Federer. 4 weeks to the day when Federer beat Andy Murray for the Wimbledon title. He drubbed him to claim the gold in three straight sets. He was playing like a house on fire. I mean, seriously, unbelievable against the world's number one. And naturally, they went crazy for Andy Murray. So a huge thing for him to get the gold medal and to do it in England. Because when is he going to get the chance to ever do that again in his life? That is just one of the little tiny highlights. There were other giant highlights like Usain Bolt. Check out his quest to defend his 100th title.
Bolt not very quickly out of the block. Powell was the quickest, but Bolt is coming into his stride alongside Gatlin. And here comes Usain Bolt. He's pulling away. He's going to win the goal. 9.64. The champion becomes a legend. Why did we ever, ever, ever doubt?
Yeah, why do they ever, ever doubt? The Jamaican King in Jamaica, they were getting Ernesto flooding the place, but it didn't matter. People were out in the streets. singing, dancing, and celebrating this unbelievable physical specimen. He is like lightning and very, very fun to watch. He pulled away from the pack, and it's not a shock in the 100-meter dash. He does it again, 9.63 seconds. So he's the only guy to do that feat from the last Olympics to this Olympics. He joins Carl Lewis. They're the only ones that have back-to-back gold medals in this track and field event, and it's big. I mean, huge to be able to do it after 4 years later. And his long strides, boy, you watch those strides, and he just blows everybody else away. I mean, he is the world's fastest man, you got to say it. He electrified everybody in Beijing, where he won gold medals in world record times in the 100, 200, and the 4x100 relay, something that hadn't been done at the Olympics. At the 100 there, his time was 9.69 seconds. So think about the time he set this time around. And again, can't say enough about how quick. 9.63 seconds. He is so irresistible. I mean, he is so irresistible. And as much as I'm cheering for the Americans, I mean, I am absolutely all about the Americans in this. You gotta give Bolt credit, and he's the one people are looking for. He is one of the best shows on earth when it comes to track, and especially in these quick events. He is absolutely the man. All right, speaking of the man, Michael Phelps is that in the pool. Not a surprise if you've watched him at all in his career. He now has 22 Olympic medals with another relay win he picked up over the weekend on Saturday night. And, you know, 22 medals, 18 are gold. So people keep questioning, will he be there in 4 years in Brazil? What's going to happen next? I mean, what a way for this guy to go out. Can you imagine? You think he's done with swimming? Here's Phelps.
You know, I can say I can look back at my career and say I've been able to do everything I wanted to, and I think that's a pretty good way to go out. You know, I'm still going to go with my goal of trying to change the sport and take it to a new level. You know, it hasn't reached the peak that I want it to reach, and it's going to be fun sort of being on the outside looking in. You know, I want to become a better golfer, and you know, whether that's short game, whether it's putting, you know, hitting the ball straight, that's a problem of mine as well.
Yep, so talking about the golf game, after all that goes into that sport, the tremendous amount of time that it takes, even though people were taking chunks out of Phelps and saying he hadn't trained as hard, he still came up with the goods when he needed to. And he was one of the sensations in the pool because it's the finishing story. But it's the people behind Michael Phelps, like Missy Franklin, 16 years old. What a huge sensation she's been in the pool, and what an impression this American girl has made. 3 gold medals at the World Championships. Needless to say, she was incredible at the London Games. She didn't disappoint. Gold, gold, gold. And relay was the name of the game for her, too, setting all kinds of records. So finishing things up in the pool like Phelps on the relay with other teammates. And here's what she had to say.
The medley relay tonight and the medal that we got was so special to me. The medley relay is probably my favorite. I absolutely love it. And to be on a team with Dana and Reb and Allison, and just going in there and the ready room tonight was so much fun. I mean, not just USA, but all the countries were laughing and smiling and having a great time and just kind of looking around and taking that all in. My coach and my team, for sure. The training that I had this summer is definitely a little bit more nervous than I was last summer because we had more time to train before Worlds. And I mean, going straight from trials, it's kind of nerve-wracking because I've never had to do those tapers so close together. But total faith in my coach, and he did an absolutely perfect job.
So what's interesting is she finishes her, and she's 17 years old, she finishes the Olympics with four golds and a bronze and starts her senior year in high school. Can you imagine? The final swim, the medley relay on Saturday, was just a really fast time. She swam the lead-off backstroke leg, and Rebecca Soni did the breaststroke. Dana Vollmer did the butterfly, and Allison Schmidt had the anchor leg in the freestyle. So cool stuff to watch, absolutely. Some people are still talking about Serena Williams. Serena Williams just disseminated Maria Sharapova even more than Andy Murray did to Roger Federer. In fact, I watched that because, you know, Serena Williams is our American representative, so woohoo, that was cool. We got another gold medal. It took just 63 minutes. It's very strange how Sharapova just wasn't there. And you can imagine the contrast between the two tennis players. So some people are talking about, in watching that event, you had Serena Williams, who had this glare on her face that, like, almost like she was gonna stab Maria Sharapova. It was crazy. Just the stare down the entire time. And the thing that people are talking about afterwards is not so much the whole stare down thing, but when she was through, you know, she shook her hand and all that stuff. But I think she was just so excited, she did a little dance. And some people are interpreting that as insensitive and wrong for her to do that, to celebrate on the court that way. This kind of little funky hip-hop move that, you know, was done a zillion years ago in dance. And some people feel like she really kind of was gloating too much over the win. I say, you got to be kidding me. Can't you even celebrate the way you want to celebrate? Can't we leave Serena Williams alone? Is it because was she being stupid and sensitive? I think she just was in shock, honestly, that she won. You could tell by the interviews afterwards where she really had not much to say. She said it. She can't believe that she won a gold medal. She had won so many other things in tennis. I don't think it meant anything. It was more much ado about nothing. That's my interpretation.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.